The Medway Youth Council is a non-party political organisation where we give young people a voice in the community, so they have the ability to tackle issues. And we have this ethos that, you know, young people may not have the vote, but they do have a voice. So within the Youth Council, what we can do is we can allow young people the opportunity to, you know, voice their concerns, their issues, and run campaigns to ensure that whatever issue they want to tackle, they have the ability to do so. I think it's important because I think it's really good for organisations, councillors and everything, to have an organisation that they can access, which is youth-led and just a body of young people that have, you know, views and they really want to make a difference. And because you have all these different political parties in Medway, for example, but you don't have that non-party political perspective necessarily, you know, the voice from young people that really want to make a difference. So I think having that apolitical body means that, you know, organisations can access us from, you know, a non-party political perspective, see what we think about different agencies and organisations, and we can really, you know, make a difference and shape it so it's, you know, better for young people.
Okay, so you said in your invitation that you aim to inform and persuade decision makers about things that young people need. What do you think is the difference in, what do you think is the difference between young people and adults in terms of needing to inform on issues, and what do you think isn't being represented by adults?
Well, I think the difference is, I think young people, you know, we're a whole new generation and we are the future generations of adults, like I said in my opening speech. And I think we have a whole host of new ideas and views to bring to the table. And I think having that new perspective for adults to, you know, access is really important. And I think for things like, you know, having that youth voice within those organisations, I think is really important.
So many people would say that the Youth Council, you know, youth councillors can't really impact much and that it's kind of a way to put something on your CV. What would you say to that kind of criticism? What would you say that you've achieved?
We have, like, received comments in the past that we're maybe just a talking shop and what can young people do? But I think that's absolutely wrong. We have two members from the Youth Council that represent us in the Medway Council's Children and Young People's Overview and Scrutiny Committee, which means that we're able to access all their reports and, you know, scrutinise and give feedback to any of the points made. So I think they really do value youth voice within those platforms, and I think having that youth voice in, you know, the community really means that we can make a difference. And I think annual conferences, for example, on this scale really means that we can give young people the information they need on how they can tackle climate change locally and nationally. And we're listening to young people, we're giving them a voice so they can, you know, make a difference in their community. And I think sometimes adults can sort of push young people aside and they don't necessarily think, you know, we're capable of doing anything. But actually having an organisation that's youth-led proves it wrong.